recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on the church. Get on mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, don't we, Drew? Oh, Drew's going to the bathroom right now. I figure I could filibust here for a few minutes. Jordan, who's coming on? Jordan Harbinger, sorry. He's coming in a second. We'll bring him in a minute or two. Dr. Drew's come back from the bathroom.
Right.
Jordan, I did his podcast, and he's come back on ours. I forgot he was an Eagle Scout.
I did his yesterday. As an air jet, but I did it yesterday.
Well, I did, too, as an air. Or maybe it has. Oh, I got to figure that one out. All right. Anyway, so we'll talk to you about that in a second. Drew, what's on your mind? Drew's eating meat.
Eating meat, yes, as always now. I'm still troubled. I mentioned this a couple of days ago to you. I'm troubled by how Kirstjen Nielsen is so thoroughly attacked. I picked her early on as someone in this administration that I admire, just as a person. The job that she's undertaking and the poise that she has and the smarts that she uses and the – I don't know what it's like to be administered
by her.
Who's
tearing into her?
It seems like everybody is. I noticed my daughter was tearing into her Instagrams and stuff, and I was like, Jesus, this woman, you should be behind her. I mean, this is a woman that – this is a – I mean, talk about breaking the glass ceiling. I mean, this is like – it's like nearly FBI, CIA director sort of position.
And, Secretary, Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, and just so capable. And I when I was at the White House a couple months ago, she spoke, and I was like, "Holy crap!" It just impressed the knocked my socks off.
Well, let's get into that in one second. First, I'll tell you about this show being brought to you by SimpliSafe.com/Adam2 and DollarShaveClub.com/Adam, and visit True Car as well. Yes, she's a woman. She's capable. She's blonde and she works for Trump. So, in the new world order,
that's a no go. She's white. That's the problem.
Well, look, we have a new way of doing things, which is an interesting way of doing things because I would personally like less discussion of your gender or your race or your sexual proclivities. I personally would like to just sort of get on with it.
That's not going to happen.
All right, that's not going to happen, but that's fine.
Because you're a white male with white male privilege.
I understand
that. And you've borne the benefits through the ages.
I agree. So now that's not going to happen. So now we're going to break off into these sects and we're going to root for each other within that tribe, and we're going to applaud women, and then we're going to applaud men of color, and we're going to applaud this, and we're going to applaud that, which is fine, unless they're on the wrong team, and then we're going to try to tear them down,
which is
now a weird thing.
Yeah, it's weird because
I thought we're into celebrating women who've achieved things in a man's world and broke through the glass ceiling. I thought we were supposed to be celebrating men of color and women of color who break through the ceiling once again with the systemic racism and everything and celebrating them.
And I've noticed when you really don't want to have an argument and you don't want to look at the facts and you don't want to have a real significant conversation or you don't understand what's going on, any of those circumstances are met and it immediately becomes, well, she's an asshole. She's Cruella de Vil. She's inhuman. It's just this ad hominem attack or racist or whatever. As soon as you don't like the way the argument is going or you don't have anything to argue, it's a weird, weird – it's very disturbing, very distressing.
I have said to you, Drew –
because that doesn't help me change my mind. I want to change my mind from one thing to the next. You've said to me
– 100,000 times, and it's never been more on display. And I know this like I know that I like a meatball sub sandwich. That's how sure I am.
Okay.
All roads lead to narcissism.
It's funny you would say that because I was the big advocate of that. I wanted to put a chapter about pre-revolutionary France in my book about narcissism, where people start chopping off heads and exactly what we're doing now. Exactly what we're doing now. And I wanted to say this was coming. I was fearful it was coming. Now that we're in it, I can't see it anymore.
It's something that everyone needs to kind of keep in check internally, because it's everyone's kind of impulse to do a thing where you're at a 4th of July barbecue and somebody says, oh, damn, we're out of watermelon. And then there are a bunch of kids that come up and go, no watermelon. There's a part of every human being that wants to stand up and go, I said yesterday this time to order extra watermelon.
Yes.
Now, there's not a lot of us who want to say, I'll go on a run and spend my own money. I'll go to the Trader Joe's. I'll buy watermelon. I'll bring it back and I'll cut it up. That's not so much. People don't want to do it. But everyone wants to stand up and say, listen to me. I made the proclamation that everyone should have watermelon, and I said yesterday this was going to happen, and I want to live in a world where every child has watermelon. Now I'm going back in the air-conditioned house and beat off and take a nap. Okay, I shouldn't have included that part. Right. So we all have this sort of impulse to like go, I want to say something about every child. I think every child should have. Yeah. You little boy who's crying over there, you should have watermelon.
It's a just so. It makes us feel good about.
No, I want everyone at this barbecue to realize who the watermelon hero is.
Yes.
That's this guy who said everybody should have watermelon. And then somebody looked at me and went, hey, dude, who's going to pay for the watermelon? And I went, huh? Are you going to pay for you're racist. Now shut up.
Yeah, you're an evil man. You're an angry man.
Right. As I'm saying.
What about the school to prison pipeline?
The school to prison pipeline is funny. And I'll tell you why it's funny. Because.
The visual is so weird.
It got changed to the school to like jail pipeline, like people say now. Like they're screwing up on the school to prison pipeline. I don't know why they forgot about it. or something. But also, I don't know, how much is the Huffington Post talking about the school-to-prison pipeline that they invented 8 years ago, and now they've seemed to abandon their school-to-prison pipeline, and we're on to other things?
Well,
now,
the fast train proved to be a boondoggle, so they thought, eh.
Here's my point. We have to keep this in check. This is an impulse that all humans have, and we need to keep it in check.
Yeah.
And we're done. There is no keep in check anymore.
No, I know.
This could be the guy
stands
up at the barbecue and announces every child should have watermelon.
No, yesterday you said something about, I forget, we were talking about teams and all. And I thought to myself, I didn't say it yesterday, but I'm thinking again now, it's like we need religion. It's like I'm not saying we have to have religion as we think of it, but we have these religious impulses. And we get religious fervor about things. And it's religion would normally include putting that in check, you know, humility. It would advocate certain kinds of character expressions and certain service to other people, and community would also advocate good things. But the religious fervor would get focused on the religion. Now we focus it all over the place, right? It's like we need, whether it's a team or a ideology or a sense of philosophy, whatever it is, we can't be objective anymore. We're religious about it. Because we don't put it anywhere else, right?
Yeah, people are also able to say things without backing it up or putting it in any kind of order,
please,
or making any kind of sense of it
Because we have flat earthers, for God's sakes.
I'm not worried about flat earthers.
I'm just saying that's just a symptom of that. Boy, let me tell you, because of all this, you need Simply Safe. It's why I'm a big fan of Simply Safe Home Security. It is prepared for everything. If a storm takes out your power, your phone line gets
like 2012.
Cut. 2012, you get a flood, keypad gets destroyed, Simply Safe is ready. They will get you the help you need. And maybe you don't need to be ready for every worst-case scenario, but that's what makes Simply Safe grit. It's always ready. It's always prepared. It thinks of everything, and it's only $14.99 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees, and it comes ready to rock. Everything is so simple to use. We recommend here Simply Safe to everyone. Go today to simplysafe.com/Adam2. That is the number 2, T-W-O. Simplysafe.com/Adam2. And listen, these guys are it's a new world order where you can be covered, simply safe, no problem, everything ready to go, and think of everything. $14.99 per month, no contracts, no hidden fees, none of that heavy sales activities. SimplySafe.com/Adam2, and it is the word 2, not the number 2, T-W-O.
Jordan Harbinger in studio.
Hey. Podcast. I have one of those, by the way.
Simply Safe.
Yeah.
I bet.
Perfect. That's why we brought you in. Yeah, all right. You can leave now. The Jordan Harbinger Show. He got his plug in. He talked good about his sponsor. And
it was worth the traffic.
Who was a better guest, me or Dr. Drew?
Oh, man.
Come on now.
Oh, it's tough. It's tough. You're both. It's like picking a favorite child. You just.
Oh,
you do
I like the boy a lot more.
You do it in your head, but you never say it out loud unless you're Adam Carolla.
You have to be secure with that. Mm-hmm. Nice. All right, so you never say Adam out loud.
I can't.
You just
I can't.
It. You just
especially
think
when
it.
Especially if it's not true.
You just think it. New episodes every week on iTunes and Podcast One, and you go to the website jordanharbinger.com as well. What is your take on what's going on out there in the world? We were just talking about
narcissism.
We kind of
got into this a little bit yesterday.
That.
We did, yeah. I don't know. It makes me feel old because I find myself going, the young people, they only care about the selfies. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm old now. That's what – when that came out of my mouth, I was like, I'm an old guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the line.
Yeah, my thing is I am insanely and wildly pragmatic, and it serves me well. And I have conversations with people a lot. It's not just in the political realm. It's in, like, the mechanical realm, where I'll literally, sure. Like, I'll have one of my guys, and I'll go, we need to get new sprockets times 4 because both cars are bad, and there's 2 in each door. And I go, hold on. We might be able to get a universal kit. No, that's not going to – I go, hold on. Let me finish. We might be able to get a universal kit and save some money because we have to have these sprockets. Man, they're no good. And the universal – I go, hold on. We don't know how much a universal kit costs. I'm not saying – I have a lot of conversations where people go, I'm not saying this is how it's going to go. I'm saying let's examine many different options and then make an informed decision. And I realize the person is yelling the whole time, like all along
it's
the way, that you're wrong. It's not going to work. I know what I'm doing,
sure.
Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm not saying you don't know what you're doing. And I'm not saying you're wrong. And I'm not saying what I'm saying is going to work. I'm saying – let us investigate this route and that route and this route before we jump right to wherever we're at now. And they're like fighting the entire way. And I'm like, I don't get where the fight's coming from.
People want to be right. And they also don't want to change their mind. Because once you're – we know how beliefs form, right? What we think happens is, well, I'm looking at all the evidence. I'm evaluating all the evidence and I form a belief. But that's not really how beliefs are formed. What the science shows, and you guys probably know this better than me – we pick a belief, we go, that's it, and then we look at the evidence that supports that, and we're like, I like this evidence. And when Dr. Drew says, actually, the science is that, we're like, you're not a real doctor or something,
yeah.
And we discard all of that.
It's sort of like, in a weird way, it's what cops do, and we always go bad cops or bad DAs or whatever it is, but they decide this person's guilty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they go, all right. Let's now go down this path to make us right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at some point, they uncover some DNA, whatever, that proves them wrong, and they go, oh, fuck it. We don't want to deviate from our path here. By the way, these are professionals.
It's called cognitive dissonance. And cognitive dissonance is what we're dealing with every day in this country.
Right.
Every day. When things go right and people want it to go wrong, or things go wrong and they want it to go right, they're,
but
their worldview is shattered.
But here's what I don't get. What I don't get, Matt. I don't like to talk about myself in terms of being a hero. How many times have you said to me, "Lay, do you want to drop off the rental car?" Sorry, I'm sounding a little. I have to sound a little dumb because I'm doing you. Do you want to? But I don't want people confuse it with me. Do you want to drop off the rental car after the show in Chicago, or do you want to drive the rental car into Detroit and then drop the car off at the airport? And what do I say each and every time?
Let's do the math.
I don't know. Where's the airport? How far is the hotel from the airport? Where's the rental car drop-off? Is it at the airport, or do we have to take a bus? I'm not making a decision. You go find all this stuff out, and then you tell me. I don't yell at you. We drop it off before at the airport every time because that's the way I roll, because I don't want to get screwed. I just want all the information I can get, and I usually tell Matt, I can't render a decision. Hang up the phone, find out all these pieces of information, and then we will arrive at a decision. And sometimes Matt says, I think it'd be a good idea because you guys are going to be tired the night before. And I go, don't even say anything. Just go find out where everything is. Call back and we'll come up with the right decision.
You should have been a judge.
Huh. Well, how many times have I said that to you, Matt?
I try not to let it happen because I want to do that work, but it does come up more than I'd like from my own.
I don't have any preconceived thoughts about where the car should be or any notions. I just want to know what's going to work. And I want the information. And if I won't open myself up to the information, then I could end up walking a long way or taking a bus ride I don't want to take. Why doesn't everyone just do that?
You're not as prone to motivation and emotion affecting your cognitive perceptions as the average person, or even above average person.
I bet if we found a topic that he was really impassioned, though, we could throw off your rational
wheels, Jordan.
Decision.
Wheels. Yeah. Anything could, about wheels?
We could throw, and I wish I knew enough about that because we could move something around and we could get you heated enough to make terrible emotional decisions.
Because that's humans just do that.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm. He doesn't. He's a robot. So he doesn't really.
Yeah,
have
that's possible. Yeah. That's possible.
Yeah, he's like Dr. Spock.
No,
Mr. Spock, rather.
But I am the ultimate narcissist, which is I want the best outcome for me. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say I know anything until I find out everything.
Yeah.
That's why would you go anywhere other direction than that?
Because you're wedded, your ego's wedded to being right. So you could just pick something
it's
and be like,
than,
we
it's,
have to.
It's more than being right. It's that the way, and Jordan's using the term ego, but the very sense of self is a guarded, protected phenomena.
Yeah.
In the sense that when we think about dying, what is it we think is dying? It's the self. Mm-hmm. And so to change the self literally threatens it with destruction. So people that aren't accustomed to being flexible with the self get very defensive.
Well, this is an adolescent behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah. and oppositional defiance, which you're used to.
Thank you. If you talk to kids, this is how they're wired. Yeah. And if you talk to immature adults, it's how they're wired. You start getting into it, they start bearing down on where they are. I was having a talk with a friend of mine about another friend of ours, and they're sort of screwing up. And
what? One of your friends screwing up?
He said to me,
wow.
I said, well, it all got screwed up. And he said, well, at least they learned a lesson. And I said,
No, they didn't.
Yeah. Their lesson was I'm an asshole. Yeah. They didn't learn anything. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I wish I'd pitch in another $100 toward their screw up. If they did learn a lesson, yeah. They don't learn a lesson.
That's
their
the
lesson
thing.
Is they're, everyone's a dick and their teacher hates them and so does the cop. That's how it works. I wish it was, though, they learned their lesson and now they're moving on with that tucked in their front pocket.
To be fair, it's a hard time to learn lessons from other people. I mean, Jordan and I spent a lot of our time yesterday talking about all the shit I take in social media and how thin-skinned I used to be. Remember we used to read the Amazon book reviews used to freak me out?
Oh,
do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
All right. Yeah, but I'm a robot.
I made the mistake of reading Dr. Robot. Drew's Wikipedia talk page. So I was prepping the show. I read the Wikipedia page. There's a talk page that's discussion about what goes into the Wikipedia page. It's longer than his article because
really?
It's a bunch of nerds complaining back and forth about everything. Is he pro-choice? Well, if he is, screw him. Well, no, he's pro-life. Look at he's a pill pusher. He's recommending doctors prescribe things. No, he's just saying go see the doctor. No, he's saying go see the doctor because they're going to prescribe pill. Back and forth, over and over. If I read that and I were you, I'd just cry myself to sleep.
It's so ridiculous.
That's it.
Yeah, go ahead, Drew. I found, I do, Jordan, I do know my Achilles heel.
Yeah?
I do know the thing that my Niagara Falls.
Oh. Niagara Falls.
It's a weird reference, Jordan.
Slowly
maybe
I
younger
turn.
Than you maybe that, younger is, than you announced at the beginning
have,
of the show.
Does it have to do with going over in a barrel somehow?
No, it's a weird old like vaudevillian,
Three Stooges made a big thing of it.
Yeah. Like you somehow bring up Niagara Falls and it turns the person into Frankenstein's monster or something. I'll tell you what it is, though.
Slowly I turn.
I don't even know what that bit is.
I don't either, but we were exposed to it through the Stooges, right?
Yes, the Stooges. But you realize they ripped it off like vaudevillian.
Yeah.
Probably some black guy never got paid a penny.
Of course.
All right. I'll tell you that. What is my Niagara Falls? First, I'll tell you about Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club delivers everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. Shampoo, conditioner, body wash, toothpaste, hair gel, even butt wipes. And we're a big fan of Dr. Carver's. I keep these, but I've not had to turn to them yet.
Oh.
But I keep a couple of these butt wipes.
You haven't broken them out?
I've not yet. But I keep a couple in the console of the car.
That's wise.
Look, maybe you dump a coffee, maybe you dump a dump. Yeah. What I'm saying is you got those things handy. You know what I'm saying? You never know. All products made from top shelf ingredients that will not break your budget. These guys are the best. Plus, shipping's included with your membership. It is the best. It's Dollar Shave Club, right,
and
Drew?
Here's a great way to try a bunch of Dollar Shave Club's products. For just $5, you can get their Daily Essentials Starter Kit. It comes with body cleanser, One Wipe Charlie's, their amazing butt wipes that Adam loves.
Give me the car.
Their world famous shave butter and their best razor, the 6-Blade Executive. Keep the blades coming for a few more bucks a month and add in shampoo, toothpaste, or anything else you need for the bathroom. They'll supply it all. Check it all out at dollarshaveclub.com/Adam. That is dollarshaveclub.com/Adam.
My Niagara Falls.
Yeah, let's hear it.
When people misunderstand, they don't misunderstand. They intentionally misunderstand what I say, and then they call me a hypocrite. I have to respond to that because they'll go, oh, you say you're Bubba. How about the blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, no, that is what I said. And you're actually twisting
it
around.
I'm literally in a bad mood a lot of the time because I hear people do that to Jordan Peterson all the time.
Well, those are just dumb people that can't handle facts.
But all the time. And I just think, oh my God, we can't have conversation in this country. I don't care what Jordan's saying. I care that people can't process.
They did that whole interview where she's like, so what you're saying is you hate women. And he's like, I literally didn't mention that at all.
That was just a cartoon version of what I've observed since.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had last week, Mindy Kaling, who's she's an Indian actress.
Yeah.
Who was in Ocean's 8. Went and did some interview where she's complaining about the bias and the white male reviewers of movies and how the Rotten Tomatoes score is low because this is 80% white male dominated and they can't support a women's, blah, 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 blah. And
oh boy.
I went on.
Did you say something?
Oh, man.
Of course I said something.
What did you say?
Well, it's what I've said. It's quite the opposite. The women's movies get jacked up because of the males or whomever trying to be heroes. And this movie was fresh at 68% with the critics. It's not a robust score, but it's technically fresh. Anything over 60 is fresh.
Sure.
And then the people score, those are the people who went and saw the movie and rendered a decision. The people have it at 52%. So this argument of the critics are fucking with us because we're women of color, it's not really working because the people have it quite a bit lower. The people who saw the movie have it quite a bit lower than the critics.
But you could maintain her argument if she wanted to. Because it would create too much cognitive dissonance if she didn't. So she's going to say that's because white people have more money. They went and saw the film. They're not supporting women, right?
I don't know. There's a trend that if you look across the board, movies that have women like Cass do a lot better on Rotten Tomatoes than the dude version of the same movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. I guess I never noticed that.
Well, if you look at – then if you take a movie like you take a movie like Bridesmaids and then you take a movie like – the same movie. Like let's just say Bridesmaids.
Drunk, the Hangover.
And The Hangover, the same movie.
Yeah.
They're funny.
Yeah.
They're good. One's an all dude
and
one's an all female.
Yeah.
All right. But they're both good.
Both great.
One could argue Hangover maybe even a little funnier, but they're both real good.
They're both great.
They're both great. All right. So let's see the score. But let's see what the people thought about each one and what the critics thought about each one. And it'll prove my point.
Are you sure it's not just because white men are the only people with internet? I don't know. Could be.
They're the only ones to go to see films.
Never thought about that.
They're the only people
allowed
to go see movies.
The point is I was making that point, and somebody said, oh, you're a hypocrite because you were complaining about the critics with your movie, Road Hard. And I said, now that it doesn't fit your narrative, whatever it is. And I said, no. My movie got 50% by the critics and 76% by the people. I'm making the opposite argument. It is not this argument. And that
well, always, it is the same argument. It is the same argument. It proves the same point, essentially.
What is the point?
No. Well, the point is the people's review is a little more accurate.
Well, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. The point is the critics don't have it in for you because you're a woman. They may even be helping in that direction so as not to be called what we're calling them now.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bridesmaids. 90% with the critics, 76 with the audience. And The Hangover, 79% with the critics. That's quite a bit lower than 90%.
Yeah.
We all agreed the same movie, and they're both good.
Yeah, they're both good.
What's the people?
People, 84%. So the people have it a little funnier, which I agree with. Yeah. They're both funny. Maybe it's a little bit funnier, but it's a big drop with the critics. The people are higher than the critics versus 90 versus 76%. That is the critics going, hey, ladies, do your thing. All right. Just saying it flies in the face of the argument. Yes?
It's evidence.
I think I like that part of life. All right. We had a call that dropped off, and I felt bad because it just dropped. Drew, did you see the call up on line one where the guy said living with cancer?
Yeah.
I feel like we should answer it.
I did not understand the question.
I just saw living with cancer and felt bad.
I can reiterate it if you want.
Well, no, Gary, I understand. I read. Go ahead, read it. I'll tell you why.
It's Teresa 50 from Ohio, and the way it's worded, I believe Teresa has cancer and is doing okay with it, but those around her think that she is an emotional mess.
Read the question. I thought it was the opposite.
It was the opposite.
How do you deal with living with cancer when everyone thinks you are well, but you aren't?
Right. So I don't know what she means by not well. That was my question. Like, I'm living with cancer.
If I hear the word well.
No, but listen. Everyone thinks I'm well, and I'm well, but it's kind of worry about being not, and no one would ever know that. So I understand on some scale with that I experienced that. Mm. But on the other hand, if she's got stage 4 breast cancer or something, and she's dealing with life-threatening, imminent problems – and no one wants to deal with it, that is the function of people's defense mechanisms.
Yeah.
They don't want to deal. And people will recoil from people in trouble. And your real friends will hang in. And don't be afraid to bring it up with them. Go, look, I'm not good. I want some support. It's okay. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to feed into their defensive needs. You don't have to pretend you're well if you're not. That's all. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
That all make sense?
I hope so.
Okay.
We didn't get to talk to her, but I felt bad for not answering that. So Drew, what do you got? True car?
I got true car, but I refuse to give people tips. I refuse.
No tips.
No tips, because if they don't know that true car also has used cars by now, I refuse to help them. They don't deserve tips because anyone of our listeners that does not know that true car also helps people get used cars through their certified dealer network, you don't deserve any tips, so I'm not going to give them to you. It's a nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. And, of course, you enjoy real pricing on actual inventory, making it a simpler buying experience. You see the scattergram. You know what others have paid for that particular vehicle. So you know you're getting a good deal. And when you lock it in, whether it's new or used, it's an actual piece of inventory on a True Car certified dealer's lot. So it's a specific car. When you get on that lot, you'll enjoy a faster buying experience when you connect with that True Car certified dealer. So when you're ready to buy new or used, you know what to do. New or used, no tips. Just go to True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
All right, let's try talking to Willis about anxiety over here. Hey, Willis, 45, Los Angeles.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey now.
I have a greetings to you guys. It's good to hear you guys. I have a very good friend of a few decades who's been on and off drugs as long as I've known him. We used to drink together. I stopped drinking several years ago, and he kept going. He's now a dad. He's got a great kid, but he'll go on the wagon and stuff, and then slip. And when he does, it gets pretty toxic. He's out in Ohio, and usually, like, the news about how bad things get or can get doesn't arrive, you know, into my world until long after the fact. Now that, you know.
Yeah, so how can we help? What's the question?
Oh, my question is, like, how can I help him? And, even can I help him?
Are you an alcoholic yourself, do you think?
You mean in recovery? Yes, I can answer that. I am.
You're in the program?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you know you can't change somebody else. You can't be responsible for their program or their recovery, right?
Sure.
And you know how hard it is to get an alcoholic to change directions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can keep creating attraction to the program, right? Keep talking about how great it is, how much it's helped you, how much benefit there is to be derived. Keep reflecting back to him how concerned you are, how you hate to see him like this. And you can do two other things. You can leave and tell him you can't be a part of his life insofar as he's destroying himself and his family. You can also go to Al-Anon yourself. It sounds like you have a big dose of codependency, and going to Al-Anon as part of your recovery, which many alcoholics need, could potentially be a way that you come to understand how you could help him better.
There you go, Willis. It's boring. I don't know. You know, again, it's like you talk to someone, you go, I'm overweight. What? And it's like, well, stop eating donuts, start doing push-ups. Like, hold on. Is there another doctor I could speak to? Like, go to Al-Anon meetings and whatever. And it's like, yeah, but that's it, right?
Yeah, well, he's doing his own work, which is great, and that will go a long way for him and keep, you know, exposing him to that for sure.
Can I ask why you would say, hey, I can't be a part of your life while you're doing this?
It gets their attention.
It does. It gets their attention.
If he wants to do that, it's something it's hard to do that without being angry.
Yeah.
You've got to do it out of love, and that's where Al-Anon works its magic.
Okay.
It has people doing it because it's the right thing to do to help that person in that moment or to save themselves. And you got to do it out of deep empathy for them. I go, hey, man, I love you. This is too painful to watch and be a part of. I'm not helping. I'm enabling because you're not changing. So when you're ready to get well, I'm all here.
It seems like isolating the person would be worse.
Well, of course, but it gets their attention. It's hard to get through to them many times. I'm not saying do that in all cases. I'm saying work an Al-Anon program, and that might be one of the options.
Gotcha.
So I agree with Jordan, you're a dick. Let me tell you about Simply Safe, the Adam and Dr. Drew show is brought to you.
Just read my Wikipedia talk page. What's it called?
Oh, man.
So bad.
Brought to you by Simply Safe. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know. Go to simplysafe.com/Adam2. That's T-W-O, Simply Safe Adam. SimplySafe.com/Adam2. Jordan Harbinger, everyone, the podcast, Jordan Harbinger Show, soon to have me and Drew
on it.
You shall enjoy the stylings of us. Your website is Jordan Harbinger, like you haven't gotten enough, .com, and Instagram at Jordan Harbinger as well. You can go to AdamCarolla.com for live shows. We're doing some live podcasts coming up, and Chassis, if you want to pre-order Uppity, our Willie T. Ribs movie as
also,
well.
Can I interrupt for a second? It occurs to me with all the stuff going down on the border and immigration problems in this country, does your kidnapping in any way figure into your understanding of what's going on down there?
Yeah. Mexico is one of the two countries in which I was kidnapped, but that was a really long time ago. It was 18 years ago. I will say that
I'm laughing at Drew.
No, I hope you don't mind. I forgot. I want to just quick say
him off the air.
I got into a fake taxi when I was 20.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it figures into the border issue, but I will say that Mexico is like a – when I lived there in 2000, 2001, it was
a mess.
Pseudo-lawless. Okay. And Mexico City was bad, but
now
Juarez
Drew's
was
not
terrible.
Interested.
No, I'm feeling you coming down on me.
Well,
interested.
All right.
Let's go.
And there's a clock.
Let's go.
All right. Dennis Miller. Please listen to Dennis Miller, the Dennis Miller Option on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. And also remember to rate and review as well. Drew would get some plugs about now, but nah,
it's all right.
I don't think so.
Got what I want.
So, until next time, go for Jordan Harbinger and Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.